Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday PBS program, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is the day with the sixes, so we got 6-6-2016. So let's do a clearing here. If these numbers tend to bother you. So here we go, releasing these numbers. Remember, they're all mind control patterns that we hook up to. Each year has the same date. So things recycle on the same day of the year all the time. Might be a different day, but same physical date would be that way. So here we go. Let's release those energies from you if it's bothering you, or you will find out if it is because you may feel better afterwards. Here we go, releasing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. So let's bring on light beams here, and then we'll do your emotional clearing. So here we go. Light beams coming up. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now you can think of a situation that you're dealing with, emotional situation, or maybe physical pain. So let's release that from you. So you need to think of it naturally. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Let's clear away some aliens if they're around looking at you or talking with you or in your house, in your ceiling, in the corners, maybe in between your walls, in between the studs. So here we go. Releasing these energies. I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody, and welcome. We're so pleased you could join us today on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is our Monday show, which is on every Monday on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and we will be taking your questions via the Creation Lightship Fast Chat link, which you can find at the top of Ron's homepage while the show is live. It's creationlightship.com, and you can submit questions by clicking on the chat link there. Or you can just email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I just got a message from somebody, and I had completely forgotten about this, and I know you just cleared the date. And today was D-Day in 1944, which was when the Allied powers crossed the English Channel and landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, beginning the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi control during World War II. So are there any additional clearings that you would like to do on the date today for that?
Yeah, let me see here. So let's release just energies if you're tied into that. Remember, you could have lived, you could be younger now, and you could have lived there, and now you're reincarnated, and you could have that, hooked onto you, or just maybe your ancestors could have that too. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, I had actually completely forgotten about that, but just in case anybody is feeling those energies, that's really helpful, and thanks so much for clearing those. And Ron just cleared the date, and I believe energized the light being with peace energy. So if you're brand new just listening, you can find the image of the light being at creationlightship.com, which is Ron's homepage, as well as your home base for doing all the healings that you would ever do yourself on yourself. It's a very empowering process, and we encourage everybody to check that out, as well as all of the links and YouTube questions and answers, all of the different information that's there. It's a wealth of information, and there's lots of sample healings to do, as well as recommended healings. And I guess, Ron, we should just go ahead and get started with some listener questions. Before that, I know you released some enslaved aliens at the beginning of the call, but what about, like, if anybody picked up any hitchhikers over the weekend? Should we release them, or did that previous clearing you did take care of all those guys?
Yeah, but the aliens I got taken care of, yeah, they should be out of your space.
Okay, great. All right, well, that's great. Thanks so much. Okay, so the first question we have is someone is asking about what is the best clearing for when two people are fighting? My partner had a dysfunctional childhood and has major trust and abandonment problems. He's done both clearings, but we still can't seem to connect. Any advice and suggestions, please? Thank you.
Boy, well, if that's happening, you're on timelines. So you might get rid of the maybe argument of timelines. That's about what I could probably suggest. Also, see what your psychic billboard says, and maybe you want to change that also.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess you do offer whole lifetime clearings, Ron, for both trust and abandonment. So maybe something else is going on there. And also, I think that just doing the mind to heart drop and the be here in the now clearing, which are both free, are helpful for any types of fights. And it kind of helps to get your mind off of that anger timeline. It's more of like a Band-Aid, and then you can kind of like do the other clearings as but maybe do a mind to heart drop and a be here in the now before you look at any of the other clearings to do. And if anybody out there has any suggestions for arguments or perhaps dysfunctional childhood, and you've had similar experiences, we welcome your feedback at the Creation Lightship Yahoo address or at the Fast Chat feedback form. Yes, and someone has actually asked if we could clear the date 6-6-2006. I'm not sure why, but Ron, would you like to clear that?
Here we go. So releasing 10 years ago. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, and let's see how everybody's feeling after that. If you felt something and you'd like to share, you can email us, or you can submit your reaction to the Fast Chat. So somebody had a testimonial, Ron, from Saturday night's BBS show, and the message was that they were feeling great after Ron did healings on our necks, ribs and other bones and body parts. got up out of bed Sunday morning feeling strong, healthy, and pain-free. Thanks.
Yeah, very good. That's why it's good to be on those calls, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. And I guess if you knew what you didn't know, it might terrify you, you know? But anyway.
It's like you don't want to know what you don't want to know.
Yeah, that's true. You really want to know.
Wasn't
wasn't something words like that with, what's that actor? Anyway. I can't think of his name off the top of my head here.
Well, maybe it'll come to you. What movies were they in?
He did that one with something about the lambs, Silence of the Lambs. And,
Hannibal Lecter. What is his name? Is it Anthony Hopkins?
I think so.
Okay.
But anyway, I remember you mentioned something like that. Do you really want to know? Or somebody may know what those words are. Because you may not want to know, you know. You can't take the truth, you know. So, best thing is just get the energy off you and know that stuff happens. And, you know, the more you're in the now, the less stuff will happen to you.
Yeah, and I think also, Ron, a lot of people think that, like, with the light chip, you're giving people positive energy, or you're, you know, sending positive energy, but you have to remember it's not that. It's peace energy, which is different, because positive energy really is the same as negative energy. And the thing I think that's hard for people to get is that anything positive or negative is in duality, and the light is not in duality, and none of the work that you do is in duality. So you're not really sending people anything. You're just creating peace.
Yep, and it's out of time. Remember, time is the problem. The time that we have is created by the aliens. So they have their own time, timing for us, we'll say. And they're at a much, much higher rate than we are as far as probably their time, which means they can do a lot more to us in a second than we could ever think of what could be happening to us. So it's just very interesting. Once you sort of start catching on, and maybe you start looking at YouTube with different things, you know, going on out there, if you want to do that. What's kind of coming up now is I've been talking about robotic programs and robotic hands on people and feet. I've been doing that for, geez, probably the last, I don't know, maybe even 10 years at the expos. And people would feel different having that robotic stuff off of them, or maybe having a hand that isn't really their own, and I make it real according to the body blueprint. But now they're talking about robotic people. So that's a new one that's kind of coming out now. Maybe it's not really too new. It's not new to me, but they do talk about robotic people that are robots, and they look different. They kind of look similar. And so you have the clones, and then you have the robotics. So, I guess you could say, what's this world coming to? But that's the world that's not in the now, you know? So you're interfacing with things that's not in the now when you start to see it. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron, and a lot of the clearings will assist you in getting to that point, and they are all available for you to do 24/7, and it's very self-empowering to do that. So, we just got a slew of new questions here, and here. So somebody was asking if you are going to do the alien hardware call on the 18th, or has it not been decided yet?
Yes, it will be the 18th. Yeah, that will be when we do that one. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And I think also I wanted to announce, too, that the next body organ restoration call is scheduled as of today for Monday, June 27th at 5:15 Pacific Standard Time, immediately following the Monday BBS program. And the cost is $50 via the PayPal donation button on the Creation Lightship website. And then you would just send your PayPal donation receipt number to Ron, I believe, and he will send you the information for that call. And we did just add that Saturday, June 18th, the Android Hardware Restoration Conference call at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and that is $30 for that call. So, again, just use the PayPal donation button via the website. And also, if, like, we just had one listener who wrote in about Saturday's show and how much it helped them, you are always welcome to donate to Ron for any of the healings that have helped you, that he gives out so generously for free every week on almost every show. So if you're able to do that, donations are always appreciated for the BBS shows, so that we can keep the free healings going for everybody, because they do help. And I know a lot of people out there do like to use them. So, okay, somebody else. Wow, Saturday night, I only caught like the very last of it, but it sounded like it was a great show, and I'm sorry I missed it. So someone said, regarding the neck brace on Saturday night, I guess you did an energetic brace for people. And someone wrote in, Ron, and said, hi, Ron, you did the brace on the neck. My neck was okay, then it hurt after the brace. It is better now. That is an unusual one. Usually your healings help. So maybe it was just getting something off that you needed to get off there.
Yeah, it could have been on a timeline that was causing problems, but the pain wasn't there. And so doing the clearing, it could have released the timeline, which, could have brought in a little bit of pain or something. That does happen off and on. Not normally, but, everything is possible. Or maybe the aliens wanted you to know that there was pain there, that you maybe, didn't realize, or maybe there's something else going on that, happened, but it's, you couldn't really put your finger on it. But the things aren't always 100% when you look at something. So we just see it as either good or bad, typically. Yes, no, stop, go, but there's always something else happening that may not be completely shown to us. So, back to you.
Yeah, again, it's that you don't know what you don't know. Somebody suggested for the listener who wrote in about the family arguments, and this person had already previously done their trust and abandonment whole lifetime clearings, and they wrote in and suggested that maybe they could do the soul family disconnection or whole lifetime relationship and family imprint clearing, and use self-empowerment as a Band-Aid clearing, and also to do timeline crashing. So thank you. That's very helpful. And I don't think I know too much about the family imprint clearing. So let's see. Oh, yes, the family, there's actually two. There's the family imprinting / courting removal and the soul family disconnection clearing. And I think this listener had recommended both. And soul family is kind of bigger and different than, like, your immediate family, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. You don't know who around you is in your soul family. So you could have a handler in your soul family who's watching over you. That could be your neighbor or somebody that you see all the time. Your animals could be a handler, or something wants to step into them, some other life form to watch you. You could have the person that you're connected with, married or living with, or maybe one of your parents could be that. And, you know, you might feel kind of eerie sometimes because you have to keep reporting to that person, you know, about what you have been doing during the week or whatever. So they're just kind of keeping tabs on you. So any of that could be, you know, a good possibility. So anyway, yeah.
I have experienced that, Ron, and it is really amazing when you do the soul family disconnection. You feel a lot lighter, and I think it's because you don't even know who these people are that are in your soul family, or maybe you might know some of them. But it's like that whole thing I was talking about earlier with like positive, negative energy. Like you don't want anyone's energy courting you. It just clutters and, you know, brings you down. So you don't want anyone connected to you, really. And it's actually a great relief to have that off you. And you may not have even known what or how it was affecting you. But I know a lot of people, when they do it, they do feel a great release. And it's probably because of that soul family that's connecting you to them.
Yep, very good.
Okay. Okay, so I got another question. And somebody's asking if you could give us a clearing or maybe suggest a clearing to do to help with courting or grief. And they wrote that trees are down from a storm in my favorite park. And they're wondering what would be a clearing to do for them and the tree spirits. They loved those trees. They were just there on Friday, and they commanded their spirit back from them the day before. And I guess they had some wind damage, so I guess this person is feeling grief over the loss of these trees. And this is funny because I was over at the supermarket not too long ago, and they are repaving the parking lot. And to do this, for some reason, they had to cut down all of the trees that were in the parking lot. I don't know why they couldn't just pave around them, but now they will probably cut these, you know, probably 20 or 30-year-old trees down and then pave the parking lot and plant new trees in the parking lot. So it doesn't really seem to make any sense for me, but that seems to be the way people do things. So any suggestions about grief with the loss of trees, Ron?
Yeah, what you could do is, you know, invite the tree spirits that are cut down, okay, to look for another tree that kind of looks like the one they were in and tell them to hop into that tree over there. Because the tree spirits will go to other trees. And you can't have more than, you can have, you know, many spirits in one tree if you like that. Or if the tree likes that. So you could do that. And you might feel much better knowing that that spirit is now still here, so it's not in the beyondo. And it's not lonely because now it has a tree to go into, so you can just invite it in. I've never seen a tree say no. So give that a try, and, you know, it's kind of neat to watch.
So, Ron, what would, for example, like, what would somebody say if they wanted to do that? Would they have to say it out loud, and could you maybe give us an example of what they would say?
You just look at the tree that's fallen. Or, you know, go back to when you saw it, maybe in wholeness, because, or the spirit could be hanging around the tree, but just got, you know, knocked over by a strong wind or something, and just say, oh, okay, well, just follow me and come with me or something, and find a tree that is a possibility and see if it wants to go in it. So that's kind of a neat thing to do. And you may like even doing that. Because the tree spirits will join another tree.
Okay, great. Wow, that's really hopeful, and that's a really great idea. So I think I might do that myself. And the next time I see that, because it is kind of upsetting. And also, I guess you could... trying to think, like, you could just do, if you have the unlimited whole lifetime emotional clearing, which we haven't talked about, but the whole lifetime emotional clearing is the clearing that you would need to do prior to any other clearings, and it also really helps out when you're on the calls and when you're doing the shows for Ron, because your emotions have been cleared from your whole life. And I guess if you see something upsetting, whether it's, you know, trees being cut down or storm damaged or other types of things that upset you, you can go in there if you have the unlimited and just knock that out. You can just knock out those feelings as they occur, so you're not feeling grief or sadness or loss to all of those things, and you're more peaceful.
And you might want to, I don't know, there could be some issue possibly with animals losing homes with the trees that got fallen, possibly. So I don't know what you would do with that. I'm just kind of saying that could be a possibility. And then maybe how does the land feel not having a tree there, you know? So, you know, I don't know what to say to do for healing on that, but you can get rid of, you know, help the tree spirit out. The other stuff I just don't know about, you know, what you could be doing with that.
Ron, I'm just curious, like, is there a time limit on that? Can you, like, say a tree was cut down a couple years ago or a year ago, can you still ask the spirit to go to a new tree?
You could try it and see, yeah, to see. It could be hanging around. It might be, you know, hanging around other trees, but it may not be the same type of tree. So if you, that's what I was saying, you know, look for the same type of tree, you know, because it would know kind of the resonance of that tree. You know, you wouldn't want to typically have a go to another tree that doesn't know anything about, you know, like, you know, you wouldn't want to put like an oak tree a spirit into, like, say, a apple tree or something, you know. It's not going to relate to it.
It's not going to be happy there, yeah.
But, you know, if it's a big tree, then, you know, a big tree being another big tree might also work, you know. But just give it a try and just see what happens. You might be aware and have another consciousness about the trees. They might even talk to you. Put your hand on the tree that you're asking the one to come in and just see what kind of information it will pass on to you. So, back to you.
Okay. So, thanks, Ron. That's really great to know. And I hope this helps out the person who is upset by the loss of the storm-damaged trees. Okay, so somebody else has a environment-related question, and I was wondering about this myself. Hang on, I actually have to close the window because the lawnmower is coming. So someone's asking, allergies, can they be timeline crashed? And the question is, I have a bunch of seasonal tree and grass allergies. Also, the voice box is covering the airway. I have to learn some exercises. Is there a clearing for the vocal cord issues? I've been having a lot of trouble breathing for weeks, a new problem that is none too welcome. Thanks, Ron.
Boy.
A couple of things came to mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to think here if that's the thing that happens every year to the person.
Right.
Be the that one clearing. Maybe even the barcode clearing, you know, reoccurring event barcode or something like that, you know. From there, you might try the alien oxygen. Maybe something's going on with that and making you think that it's the pollen in the air or something. We'll just see what other people say.
Okay, somebody, yeah, and... something that came to mind was to maybe try the environmental imbalance timeline crash.
Yeah, that's good,
Maybe the alien oxygen code removal, because I had this the other day, and it was so bad I couldn't even use, like, I have a neti pot that I usually use to clean out my nose, and I couldn't even use it because it was so swollen from all this pollen. So I was thinking of doing the environmental imbalance as well as the alien oxygen codes, because maybe there's something in there that's, you know, I know in the wintertime, well, at least back east, you talk a lot about the snow and the unusual snow, and maybe this is unusual pollen. Maybe it's not, you know, the real pollen. Maybe it's something else. So maybe try those. And if anybody else has any suggestions, I think timeline crashing would help. Maybe those dates. And you can, I know you can look online and see what type of pollen is in the air that day in your area by your zip code, and maybe timeline crash that. And what about for breathing, Ron? Anything that would help with breathing?
Boy, I'm seeing it more like, man. If you go all different directions, you could go into lymphatic system. It could be dealing with your lungs. It could be a past life issue that your parents gave you, or, you know, it's in your genetics anyway. It may not have resurfaced in their lifetime, but maybe it did in yours. Boy. You know, the whole thing boils down to it's still going to be on timelines. And so your past, your ancestors' past, are still living those timelines. Maybe you have a relative living with you. You may want to try entity clearing to get the entities out of your ancestors living with you, along with ones that you don't know, strangers that came in as entities who have the same problem that you have. And so they might they may have come into you because, you know, your nose is swollen or you can't breathe too well. And from there, they said, oh, man, this person, you know, likes to chew bubble gum. And I used to like chewing bubble gum. And now we're going to stay with them because they see the benefits of being in a body that might have some, you know, maybe some fun things that they could do. Maybe now it's summertime and maybe you like, you live by lakes or something and you like to go water skiing or something like that. And they may come in and say, or boating, they go, wow. We like to go boating. When are they going to take that boat out? It's, we see it here through the person's eyes. It's in their driveway. We'll just hang out here because we love going boating, you know. So entities could be a big thing as you're suffering from your particular situation. They could be giving that to you. So back to you.
Yeah, that's very true. And somebody also suggested to do for the allergies the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And I know that sounds like a mouthful, but if you just type in nano, I think, in the search for a healing box, you will get that, N-A-N-O. That's the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, and you can do it even though it's not 2012 because it says on the description, which I will read to you, is that 2012 promises to be a climax of agendas that have been planned for a long time by off-planet races who do not have the best intentions for mankind. Part of these plans include air pollution or toxins that have been deliberately placed into our atmosphere. It was created using nanotechnology and has made its way into all of us. Starting in the early summer of 2012, which is interesting, they started in summer when pollen season is very prevalent. This technology will become activated and cause a numbing effect on our consciousness. This clearing will shield you from the drug-like effects of this technology. So that would kind of ensure that if it's more than just seasonal allergies, you're making sure that that's cleared out. So that might be helpful for anybody who's dealing with that. Oh, and somebody also wrote in and suggested the vocal cord harmonic, for the vocal cords, the harmonic frequency clearing.
Yep, so all those harmonics, that's great, yeah.
Yeah.
That Petrol would be odd harmonics, you know.
Yeah, and that's the odd harmonics.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and also someone else wrote in about the listener who was talking about the trees and suggested maybe to do the trauma clearing. And someone else said, thanks so much, great tree suggestions.
I'm thinking of the day today. Anything, we'll see if anything else happened, going further back in time on this date. So it would be kind of interesting to see, maybe go back a couple hundred years or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Let's see here. I have this little timeline. I'm not sure how far down it goes, though.
Because it sounds like it was a day for invasions, okay?
Yeah, in 1775.
It doesn't matter what side you're on, it's still an invasion.
Right.
And so, the alien invasion. You know, we'll see what, if anybody picks up anything, or if you can find something there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Nothing very good. This day in history. I'm just trying to see if there's anything prior to, like, the 1900s here. Well, in 1775, it says the New York Patriot seized British weapons during the American Revolution. So it seems like there was another war thing going on there. Somebody also said that they can sing great now that they've done the odd harmonics clearing several times. And somebody else was asking, Ron, what does the mind interface clearing do?
It sort of takes away implants. It can do that. It's kind of how the aliens connect to the mind energy. And from that, kind of, it is the proper way here, in a sense. Okay, so you're running mind energy, okay? So you're always in your mind. So, you know, it's like driving your car, we'll say. You know how to work with your mind, and it always works perfect for you, right? Even though it's from darkness, but you've kind of figured it out because you're older now, and you kind of know, you know, how to use it as a tool. Well, the aliens come in and say, you know, we're going to mess this person up. We're going to do the mind interference clearing. So all of a sudden you go, gee, what do I do next here? You know, you open your mouth and you start drooling or something. You know, you go, I don't know what to do next here. I'm like stuck. I used to know how to tie my shoes, but what's going on here, you know? And so that's kind of what they do is they take you and probably put you on a whole different timeline, that you know nothing about, and your mind program, remember, it's kind of like the clones that are here. They keep asking questions. And so all of a sudden, you become a question asker, only because what you learned in the past doesn't relate to you anymore. Or you can't get that information. And you've all had those days where you go, man, I know how to do this. You guys can't do it. What's happening here? Well, now you know that they're playing with you. And so they're trying to take you somewhere else, or just maybe the race that created you for the 10 minutes of time forgot something and, got deleted, one of those major operating systems that you normally would be using. They pushed the button, you know, and it got deleted out of your hard drive, we'll say, and, geez, you don't know what to do next. So remember, you can always ask for a smarter clone, and then they will probably go back to the 10 minutes prior or the day before and bring in that energy because they can go back and figure out what happened to you because they have all that data. So you can go back and do like a system restore. You say, man, I really felt wonderful last Friday. And the last few days, I feel funky and I don't know what's going on. And I'm not really smart today. I feel like I'm drugged out or something. So, you know, just wait for the next 10-minute interval and say, man, I want to go back to last Friday. I need that knowledge that what I go by is my mind energy from last Friday to be created in my next experience here as a clone replica and put that out and just see what happens. everybody has those days when you're really dull. You just can't pull it together. So we'll see if that helps anybody. So back to you.
Oh, sorry, Ron. Yeah, wow. That's a great point. And I think also what you were saying earlier about the date, like if you're feeling funky and you're not really sure why, it's a good idea to like look at what happened on that date, because maybe it'll give you some ideas about what you need to clear off of you. Okay, so the next question is, it's actually a testimonial, and this person wrote in and said that they had the satellite timeline crash up while watching a movie, and it helped them not to emote. So I guess they had some success with being peaceful while having the satellite timeline crash up, which is a nice free clearing that Ron gives to everybody on the website, satellite timeline crash. Okay, so the next question is another interesting one, Ron. It seems like we're getting a lot of environmentally related questions tonight. And I just wanted to take a minute and thank everybody for writing and submitting questions for the show, and also for all the suggestions that have come in. It's very helpful, and people have written in saying thank you and thanking everybody for their participation and suggestions. So this question is very hot where I live, actually miserably hot. And they're wondering, can I use timeline crashes or the environmental imbalanced timeline crash to help lower the temperature? Thank you.
Yeah, that is a possibility. If it's causing a lot of harm, and if it's, we'll just say, alien-made or man-made energies, that could very possibly help you. So I would say it's definitely worth a try to do.
Maybe you need to move yourself to a cooler timeline.
Yeah, you could do that, and also maybe do your space clearing around you, and maybe in the space clearing, just put that you want it to be a little cooler. It might be cooler in your room, and or maybe your body can adjust to be compatible with the temperature. So all those are possibilities. You might try them and let us know if that helped you or not. But, yeah, ideally, if you're on another timeline, you know, maybe it's 100 degrees where you are and you want it to be 70, or you'd like it to be feeling like 70, then, you know, you could probably get on the timeline where it's 70, even though it's saying that it's hot here all around you, but you're kind of isolated. Because you're on the timeline, and the energy is not interfering with your body, because you're on the 70-degree timeline. So you're walking in 70 degrees, and everything else around you is 100. You know, that'd be interesting to have somebody try that and just see what happens. You know, it's not impossible, or not that it would be impossible to do. It very could, you know, work really well that way. You might try that. And then find out why your body doesn't like that high temperature. It could be an issue there. Besides just, you know, the normal thing is, oh, crap, it's going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, or 115, 120. Maybe you're in, like, Arizona or New Mexico or someplace like that where it gets very, very hot. And you go, uh-oh. Well, just see if you can change that. Your body is a little more compatible to the energy. It might work. The timeline would be probably your best bet, because you want to get into a cooler timeline. So back to you.
Okay, great, and hopefully that helps. Okay, so someone also suggested doing the trauma clearing for the dysfunctional childhood. That was a question that was asked earlier in the show, and I did get another testimonial, Ron, and this person wrote in and said, "Dear Ron, I've been using the Help Enslaved Aliens clearing everywhere I go, from hospitals to in my neighborhood, as well as while driving. people seem calmer and the staff always seems more helpful after I've run this clearing, and people seem to quiet down and seem calmer and more peaceful, and things seem clearer overall.
Yeah, that's good. It's like if you go into a store and you're going to buy something, what timeline are you going into when you walk into the store? Are you going into a timeline of high prices, timeline of low prices, a timeline of what you're used to paying for things? You know, you've all been into a store before, and you go, wow, that's a good price of it. I'm going to buy that. Well, maybe that's only on the timeline because you maybe projected that out, and the aliens thought they'd give you a nice deal for something. You know, so they gave you that timeline where something is half price. You know, everybody, you know, they go, well, I have good luck today, you know?
Right.
So all that's possibilities. You've all had that experience, you know? And, it depends what the timeline is like. And then what timeline are those people on? Are they going to be in a grouchy timeline or a happy timeline? If they're clones at the cash register, you know, they're going to be the same. You know, how are you today? Where have you been today? What are you doing tomorrow? Did you sleep well last night? What's your name? So anyway, things like that. I went to the store up here, and somehow the store I guess I could use the word too cheap to buy bags to give people, right? And so people turn in their bags, you know, plastic bags or paper bags or whatever. So they go, do you want to have, you know, you're buying like three or four items, you know. They go, would you like to have a bag? I look at it. I go, I don't want to get anybody's critters to take home. You send that bag, you know. I mean, like, hello. And most people, they go, oh, yeah, I'll have a bag. You know, who knows where that bag has been, you know. Anyway, I'm just kind of going a little sideways here. But, what are you bringing home if you get a used bag from somebody, right? Anyway. Back to you.
Yeah, I like to bring my own bags with me and just use them because, I don't know, I'm just like that. So somebody was saying, Ron, regarding the cooler timeline, they were wondering, how do you formulate that in a timeline crash? What words would you use? Put me in a timeline with cooler temperatures?
Well, you first want a timeline crash the hot timeline, okay? And so crash the timeline that's really hot for you. So you may want a timeline, you may want to crash, we'll say it's 120, just to pick a number. And you can handle 99 degrees because you're used to that, but all of a sudden, you know, you turn on your TV and the timeline that you're watching the TV, they go, oh, it's going to be 120 today. If yesterday it was 99, you know, and you can handle that. So that timeline that they're telling you about, right, they're telling you about this timeline, how hot it's going to be. So just put in there that you want to crash all timelines that you're going to be, you know, living in, we'll say, in your own town. I'm kind of going out here a little bit, but, you want to crash the timelines that are between 100 and 120 degrees so that they're not going to exist for you. And then it would be maybe 99 because you want to get those away from you. But you have to put up a lot of screens to do that. And the weather might all of a sudden change. You know, we've had that where we live here quite often, you know. We had a really interesting alien battle last night. My time was, I think, about 7 Pacific. And all of a sudden, there was like, thunder, like, sounded like it was like 10 feet away from you, you know. Normally, you hear the thunder, then you hear that crack, you know, oh, it's a second, that's probably about a mile away. Well, this had no crack to it. It was like all over. So the aliens were, you know, next to ground level here, fighting. So, the dark clouds come in. Anyway, that's what happens, and then they can go. I won't get into all that stuff, but I guess I'll turn it back over to you again. So if you have any alien wars out there, let me know, you know?
We had a similar thing happen the other night here in the east, a lot of thunder and lightning, and it seemed like there were some battles going on maybe, but somebody also wrote in earlier, and I forgot to read this, but they said that I guess the holiday Ramadan started yesterday.
Okay, so I can take away some of the energy from you on that. As you may have seen the news about it, possibly. Remember, that's the media clearing. So if you have seen a lot of it happening more than one time, in the news, and you want to do the media clearing. But your ancestors could also be connected to that. So here we go. Or you may have an entity inside of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And I hope that helps whoever is feeling corded to that. I'm not sure. Okay, so we did answer the question about the cooler temperatures and getting off the hot timelines. And this is kind of interesting. There's a question here that asks, is this normal that after so many clearings, I don't like to be around people and I keep to myself? This includes family members.
Yeah, that's pretty normal
when
you start doing clearings, because you're going to realize that you don't want to be a sheeple and you want to hold your own spiritual integrity. So that's real, real common. And most people feel better because they're not needy as much, and they realize that people are draining and courting them. So the more clearings you have, the better you feel, and you start to perceive what people are doing to you or have done to you in the past. Because they make you respond and react in duality, which puts you on more timelines, which takes you out of your peace. So as you become more peaceful, you want to be around peaceful people. And typically, most people are not going to be peaceful, so you're just going to enjoy being by yourself. And that is real common. On one hand, it could be kind of like a lonely road, but you're going to have a lot of peace. I won't say it's that lonely, but if you're listening to the program here, you know that. So you probably couldn't talk to your neighbor about the clearing and what we have. There's no history on it. One person said, well, Ron, if this is so good, why don't I see any articles about what you've been doing, the last 50 years? I go, well, just started doing this, So there's no reference, People like to have references for their database. So, it can't be a road that you're sort of by yourself, but you're peaceful. Just look at it and say, do I want to have duality and go up and down that roller coaster ride like I used to do? Or do I just want to become peaceful? And you're going to find that most people like that roller coaster ride. So there's probably a better way of stating it, I think, but that's what happens. Uh-oh, looks like it's getting time to go. That's an number there.
So, I know, and we even started a little bit late, so BBS let us go on a little bit longer, but I can't believe the show is over already.
Yeah, so we must be on time has stopped here. So here we go, everybody. We got our four-hour call this weekend and the eight-hour call on Sunday. So here we go. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody. And tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, we do our energetic hoarding call at 5:30 Pacific. So if you're interested in having those cords taken off of you, it's a great call to be on. But here we go, everyone. Mind a heart drop. Well, you have to say it out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And here we go. We count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we have a lot of help here and support. Oh, blessings. See you later, everyone. Thanks, Elizabeth.